So chapter 5, text 16. Aniyatam arevetram asmakam ayashaskaram kulangarasya durbuddesh chaturtosyoditodamam aniyatam. Let it be brought. Are. Oh.
Oh.
It still survives in India. Are. Yes. When you're not very happy. Vetram. The stick. Bring the stick. Are. Asmakam. Of us. Ayashaskaram. Who is bringing defamation? Kula angarasya, of he who is like a cinder in the dynasty. You know what's a cinder?
No.
It's like a half-burned piece of wood. But it's extinguished. It's like useless, burnt and useless. Like nowadays you would say cigarette butt, you know, like lying on the street.
Ogorek,
yeah, exactly, yes, exactly, ogorek. Yeah. So they call Prahlad, that's how they call Prahlad. Durbude, having bad intelligence. It's like always, you know, when they criticize somebody, they speak more about themselves than we don't know if their criticism is true or not, but we know who they are. Shanda and Amarka. Chaturta, the fourth. Asya, for him. Udita, declared. Dama, punishment, the stick, argumentum ad baculum. That's Latin for you. Yes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Oh, please bring me a stick. This Prahlad is damaging our name and fame because of his bad intelligence. He has become like a cinder in the dynasty of the demons. Cinder in the disgrace to demons. Giving bad names to demons. Now, he needs to be treated by the fourth of the four kinds of political diplomacy. Four kinds. So there are four kinds, you know, Shama, Dama, Shama, Sama, Dama, and Danda. Shama, make friends, Dana, bribe, Bheda, create quarrel, that's divide. Like, you know, you cannot conquer the country, you secretly, through propaganda, divide the country inside, that they fight each other. So you can see sometimes foreign power will create a big Facebook campaign paying for both sides so that people quarrel more inside. Then easy to... they kill themselves. You don't have to do it from outside. But if it doesn't work, okay, then drop a bomb or bring a stick or something. Nothing works. Yeah. Pervert. In political affairs, when a person disobediently agitates against the government, four principles are used to suppress him. Legal orders, pacification, the offer of a post. Yeah, that's or finally, weapons. When there are no other arguments, he's punished. In logic, This is called argumentum ad baculum. Yeah? So, do you agree? No. Do you agree? But this is logical. No. But this is good. No. This is good for you. No. Okay, here's a stick. Do you agree? Okay. I agree. I mean, not much. It's not really logic, but if a person doesn't listen to the logic, then. So this is argumentum ad baculum, danda. When the two seminal brahmanas, Shanda and Amarka, failed to extract from Prahlad Maharaj the cause for his having opinions different from those of his father, they called for a stick with which to chastise him to satisfy their master, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu ki? No. Good. You're attentive. Jai Vijay, okay, but Hiranyakashipu, he was Jai, but him not Jai. Because Prahlad had become a devotee, they considered him to be contaminated by bad intelligence and to be the worst descendant in the family of demons. As it is said, where ignorance is bliss, it is folly to be wise. In a society or family in which everyone is a demon, for someone to become a Vaishnava is certainly folly. Probably like crazy. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj was charged with bad intelligence because he was among demons, including his teachers, who were supposedly brahmanas. Okay, so that's history. Now, Prabhupada's times. The members of our Krishna consciousness movement are in a position similar to that of Prahlad Maharaj. All over the world, 99% of the people are godless demons. And therefore, under the influence of. And therefore, our preaching of Krishna consciousness following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj is always hampered by many impediments. Because of their fault of being devotees, the American boys who have sacrificed everything for preaching Krishna consciousness are charged with being members of the CIA. Hare Krishna. Okay, anyone here a card-carrying member of some secret police or something? No, must be some. Moreover, the seminal brahmanas in India who say that one can become a brahmana only if born in a brahmana family charge us with ruining the Hindu system of religion. Of course, the fact is that one becomes a brahmana by qualification, because we are training Europeans and Americans to become qualified and are awarding them brahminical status. We are being charged with destroying the Hindu religion. Nonetheless, confronting all kinds of difficulties, we must spread the Krishna consciousness movement with great determination, like that of Prahlad Maharaj. In spite of being the son of the demon Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad never feared the chastisement of the seminal brahmana sons of a demoniac father. Aniyatamare vetra masmaka mayashaskara kulangarasya durbhudesh chaturtosyo ditodama. Oh, please bring me a stick. This Prahlad is damaging our name and fame because of his bad intelligence. He has become like a cinder in the dynasty of the demons. Now he needs to be treated by the fourth of the four kinds of political diplomacy. Yasya prasadadagyapi sadhyak sarvagyatam vrajetsa shi chatanna deva me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Vaigunya kita kalita paishunya vrana pidita danyarnave ni magnaham chaitanya vaidyamashaye. That's actually true. Physically also. I am eaten by Yes, ticks. Vaigunya kita kalita. By ticks of material, sorry, by germs of material defects. Today I pulled out a tick out of my leg. By the way, his head came out well also with this thing we found there. Yeah, so that's Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm being eaten by the insects of material defects. And my body is covered with boils, burning boils of enviousness and critical mentality. Paishunyavranapidita. So therefore, I immerse myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidya Mahasaya. Daishi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Our compass is Krishna's pleasure. If you are in the mountains, you need a compass, or you need to have the map and the compass, or you need to have the map and the sun. You know? At least you need some Google Maps. It's not enough to have, like, New Eka Chakra. It took me 3 times I got lost in the forest. 3 times I got lost in the forest. Because I went out and up, and I wanted, you know, before the class, I thought it'll take me 1 hour. I'll go up, turn right, and there is a little river. I'll go down and come back. Up, right, down the river, and back, right? And I went, first time I went, turned right, no river. Again I turned right, no river. I again turned right, no river. I was going for 5 hours, no river.
I missed the class.
I sent an SMS, I'm a little late. So Mohan Rupa said, no problem. I had a mobile. What will it help you in the forest? Well, basically I had to run back the same route. It was 13 years ago. We didn't have, when we had Google Maps, then I checked already. So what happened, you know? Basically, I had to run back the same exact, backtrace my steps and see, here are the strawberries that I ate, correct. Here are that tree, broken tree, correct. Here is this, So I went back, I ran back quickly. And I still managed to give the class to peaceful, humble, and brahminical devotees in New Eka Chakra. But what happened? Without the compass, I thought that I'm going straight, right? Because this is the road and it goes straight. But if you look on the map, the road goes like this. Yeah? I don't notice, but little by little, it turns left. So when I turn right, I'm not turning here right, I'm going farther back, farther away. So again, I go there, and then I again turn right, then I again turn right. So I was going further and further. So you need to have some compass, you need to have some map. It's not enough to see what is what on the ground, always. Because on the ground we can be bewildered. Sometimes everybody does one thing, sometimes everybody does another thing. Like I grew up in the Soviet Union where it was like this. If you, like for example, my mother, she was a daughter of a priest. She could get no passport. She could get no work. She was at the top of her class. She had best marks, and the local head of the council. He said, "Okay, there was one vacancy in the library." She said, "Maybe I can work in the library." He said, "Only if you write that you reject your father, who is a traitor to the communist ideology. He's a priest. How dares he?" And how, of course, how he became a priest was because during World War II, he was under the machine gun fire. He was swimming across the river under the machine gun fire, and he prayed to God. And he survived. And in the night, he had some vision. So he stopped drinking, stopped smoking, he started studying, and he became a priest. Then when I joined, he read the books, and he said, yes, that's good. If he lived later, he would... He actually wanted to join our ashram. And he was late. He was telling, I'll go join Adi. But he said, but you don't know their prayers. They're chanting Hare Krishna. So he said, so what? I will learn. I can learn. He was 86. I think 86. So it was... So basically she had to run away. She had to run away to another city. In West Ukraine it was more liberal. And then she could join the medical university, and because West Ukraine was joined much later, so they didn't mind so much. It was not so heavy. In the school, I remember when we had Easter or Christmas. So usually, because only like 2-3 churches were open in the city, so we had 2 kilometers line to the church, and the teachers. Had to, like, my friend was from the east, from East Ukraine, so he said that teachers were very heavy. They were saying, kids, we are going to be watching you. If we find somebody in the church, we will blacklist you. And you could be blacklisted. Like, we had a devotee. So apparently Jews were blacklisted everywhere. You couldn't get any position anywhere. Basically only a few. They could be musicians, I think, and like only not many venues were there that they could grow professionally. They were blacklisted from all the controlling positions, from most positions. That's why they sort of concentrated in some areas where they were not blocked. There's a joke. Anyway, it's... Shall I tell you? I'll tell you, it's okay. A little boy is joining conservatory, you know, where they learn to play music? Conservatory, musical academy. Conservatory, yes. And the professor is asking, boy, what's your name? Ivan. And what's your father's name? Piotr. And what's your grandfather's name? Abraham. Oh, sometimes talent is hidden very deeply. How deeply the talent is hidden sometimes. They had to hide sometimes because they were persecuted. So you could have been blacklisted. So he was saying they were seriously blocked, warned. But I was more lucky because I remember it was like, I think, third grade. So our teachers were saying that, kids, it's Easter holidays and we will be watching you near the church. But our class, how you call her, teacher, I mean, our class was fixed under her responsibility. She was not just, because they were teachers and they had some class that they were curating or mentoring. Coco? Yeah. And so she said, we will be watching you. And then she said, but don't worry, we will not tell. She was sort of... And then when the communism collapsed because they couldn't produce food, she became a Jehovah's Witness. Actually. So I have seen things like this when Lenin was writing. I think I told you that when you go to that, I forgot which area he said. As soon as you enter the village, you must kill all the priests, and you kill the idea of red terror. That was their technology, terror, great terror. Just kill indiscriminately everybody, children, women, everybody. Just kill. Priests were the first to go. So in the first years, 90,000 priests were exterminated. And then the church was banned completely, 100%. And then only during the war, some official church was allowed. So you can see, it was exactly like this, that if you had any interest in religion, you were a demon. You had to only worship Lenin and Marx. Then you are a nice boy. And if you had any idea about God, transcendence, eternity, you were a total rascal. And devotees were thrown in jail. Devotees were persecuted. If you had books were forbidden. Even my father had a Bible. It was so rare that in my whole school nobody knew that you can have a Bible at home, that it was actually possible. And the translation was so... I'm sorry, Andrzej Kapodrowicz. Only later, some from Canada in the 80s, they started bringing in nice Ukrainian translation from some inspired priests and writers. So I couldn't believe it. You know, it's like, wow, this is the Bible. Wow, it's so inspiring. Because somebody was translating who was actually put his heart into it. So it was, my Bhakta leader. He was persecuted. He somehow managed to escape being imprisoned or like in my first ashram. We had Amala Bhakta Prabhu. He was one of the last. He was released from prison in 89. So he was the beneficiary of Prahlad, Shri Prahlad. Bob Hope, I think. Bob Hope. What was this Australian? He just recently died. So he went to Bob Hope or Hoke? Hope. He went to him because he had to meet Gorbachev. And he said, please tell him, let him release the Hare Krishnas. There were demonstrations in front of the Soviet embassy in Sweden. They made such a one devotee, she dressed as a bride for a wedding. And she said, I'm a bride, please release my fiancé from the prison. Some devotees were killed or died. Very nice devotees. Very, like, soft-hearted. And the temple president from Donetsk, now occupied by Russia, he was thrown in jail in a criminal psychiatric hospital for 3 years. And they were, I don't know how they, probably in the backside, they were filling him with these psychotropic drugs. So it was not very nice. And then when they were released... Yeah, so my Bhakta leader, he somehow never caught him completely. So he said they called him to the secret police, KGB, and they tried the soft approach. And he said, look, they told him, look, why do you need this... why do you be such a hardliner? Why do you need to be so extreme? Hardliner? Yeah. Why do you have this Hare Krishna? Why do you need this Hare Krishna? You know what? I have an offer for you. Let me call the Christian Academy. They will accept you. And in 2 years, you'll be a Christian priest. You'll have your church. You can preach about God. So what's the problem? Why do you need to be a Hare Krishna? So you go home and think. And he was tempted. He said, I went home and I thought, yeah, true. I could just be a priest in a church, and just, like a little bit secretly put a little Krishna here, a little Krishna there. And there are priests like this. Very. So, but he had a friend who was a priest. So he called him and said, what do you think about maybe I should become a priest in a Christian church, and then preach the good message a little bit here and there. So his friends told him, forget it. You will not be able to do anything. It's not how you think. It's not what you think. It's not going to work. My grandfather himself said that KGB was recruiting him. They called him and they said, okay, from time to time, it'll be okay that you can come and tell us a little bit, you know, maybe you hear something that is useful for us, or, you know. And he, because he joined in a very, by conversion, by revelation, by faith, he was angry, he rejected, he said, what is this? Of course, no. What? Why should I go? Why should I be a police informant? What is this? So he rejected my grandfather. He was a priest. And then his archbishop called him and he said, why are you so disrespectful with our curators? He chastised him. It was madhouse. No. So he came back to this officer in charge, and he said, "Sorry, officer, I have to refuse. I have to say no." The officer was so angry. He said, "You Hare Krishnas, you are so hard. I see these Rajneesh people easy. These other Christians easy. Those people easy. You Hare Krishnas, no matter what I offer, you always refuse. What's wrong with you? You know, everybody I can, you know, easily convince. Easily or hard, in a hard way, but you guys are so tough. What is this? You are really dangerous." So in 1983, it was, I think, Andropov, so the chief of KGB, he said that there are three dangers which can destroy the Soviet Union. This is rock and roll. Then what was it? I think, was it hippie or was it hippies or drugs? But the third thing was Hare Krishna. And Hare Krishnas. So, we made it into the top three. Top three dangers. There were just a handful of devotees, you know, like 50 maybe devotees in the whole 220 million population. 50 devotees trying to print books, you know, secretly persecuted in prisons, in hospitals, and trying to distribute a few books, secretly printing. You couldn't even to print them. It was so difficult. Every typing machine was registered in the police. If you had a typing machine, it had to be registered in police because everyone is unique. There's one little dot that's unique. So that they could immediately figure out, this propaganda is coming from him. Get him. And bring the stick. Are vetram. Ani adam. Bring the stick. Or whatever. I think here also you had something that sometimes you say a joke in the kitchen secretly and then the next day they fire you from your job. Was it? I was told that you had also some.
But you were carrying jokes for 5 years.
Yeah, political jokes. A political joke for 5 years of prison, for 2 years of prison. Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. So, you can see, it's not new. We already, sometimes we think that this Kali Yuga descriptions, this is after some 10,000 years. Yeah, it's going to happen after 10, but it's already happened. If you just took name of God in any way, in the most simple way, you just declared that you are interested in God, you would be shot down, thrown in jail, or killed, just killed, yes, just summarily killed for some reason or another. I can't tell you many stories, but little, even modern stories. Like right now, anyway, maybe some other venue. So, yes. So you can see Prahlad Maharaj, he's always respectful, but he's fixed. And he has his inner compass. He tries to act for the pleasure of Krishna. He has the map. What is the map? What is our map in Krishna consciousness? Srimad Bhagavatam. That's our map. Yes. We have all the bookshelves full of maps. Yes. Here you turn up. There you turn up again. There again you turn up. And near Guru you turn down. And then you go up. And chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, praying to Prahlad Maharaj, praying to Nrisimhadev, praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We continue. We see Hiranyakashipu was brought back to Vaikuntha. We see some of these KGB officers, they were they became devotees also. I think like two or three somehow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu killed their demonic mentality. They became devotees somehow. Even though they didn't act nicely. All around the world we have some people who acted demoniacally, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he doesn't kill the person, he kills their demonic mentality. So that's very special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is hope that also maybe he will kill the worst demon, the demon who is the most dangerous for me. Who is the most dangerous demon for me? It's myself. There's no more dangerous demons outside. More dangerous than inside. Outside they can do something, but not as bad as the one inside. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he removes that one, that little demon inside, and lets us flourish and develop and blossom in our spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Panchatattva ki jai.